What is ECI and why is it important? Renee Ellis, teacher of students with visual impairment, TVI, an independent early childhood consultant. Abstract. The author spells out the interplay between agencies, systems, and plans for providing early childhood intervention, ECI, services for children with sensory impairments in Texas ages birth to three. She also describes the legal framework within which these systems and entities operate. Key words: early childhood intervention, ECI, Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, Texas Health and Human Services Commission, HHSC, Texas Education Agency, TEA, Child Find, Individuals with Disabilities Act, IDEA, Texas Education Code, Local Education Agency, LEA, Individualized Family Service Plan, IFSP, Admission Review and Dismissal, ARD. Early Childhood Intervention, ECI, is a statewide program within the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, HHSC, that provides services to children less than 3 years of age who have developmental delays or disabilities and to their families. ECI programs provide services in every county in Texas, citysearch.hhsc.state.tx.us, and function as a three-way partnership between service providers, families, and the local education agency, LEA. Through a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between HHSC and the Texas Education Agency, TEA, children with vision impairment and or hearing loss are served under Part C of the Individuals with Disabilities Act, IDEA, and the Texas Education Code. Part of the ECI's responsibility under Part C is Child Find. Child Find is a legal requirement that schools must find all children who have disabilities and who may be entitled to special education services. ECI programs are tasked with locating, identifying, and evaluating all infants and toddlers birth through 36 months of age who have or are suspected of having developmental delays or an auditory or visual impairment. Image. An infant boy sits facing a multicolored beaded curtain on a black slant board holding onto a gold Mardi Gras strand of beads. Caption: a toddler plays with beads during a vision assessment. ECI and vision and or hearing impairment. Services for a child from birth to 36 months with a visual or auditory impairment must be coordinated between the local ECI program and the school district where the child resides. ECI programs with parental consent will provide evaluations by a licensed ophthalmologist or optometrist for children suspected of having a visual impairment and or an audiological evaluation by a licensed audiologist when an auditory impairment is suspected. If a child is suspected of having a vision or hearing impairment, the ECI is responsible, with parental consent, for contacting the local education agency, LEA, to inform them of the need for an evaluation. The LEA will provide a TVI, Teacher of Students with Visual Impairment, and COMS, Certified Orientation and Mobility Specialist, to complete certain evaluations to determine if the child qualifies for services related to their visual impairment, and or a Certified Teacher of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, TDHH, if there is a suspected auditory impairment. Children from birth to three who have a medically diagnosed vision and or hearing loss or who are deaf-blind are eligible for free services related to their sensory impairment from both ECI and the local school district. Only children with auditory and or visual impairments or who are deaf-blind are eligible to receive free services through the LEA. Other services the child may need, such as physical, occupational, or speech therapy and nutrition services, fall under ECI's family cost share. Families may have to pay for those services. The family cost share is a sliding fee scale and is based on family size and income after allowable deductions. No child or family will be turned away for services due to an inability to pay. ECI services are based on the needs and concerns of each family and child. Services are provided in natural settings, typically the child's home, but they may also be provided at other places such as daycare. The ECI program staff, along with the family, will develop an individualized family service plan, IFSP, for the child, which describes services based on the strengths and needs of the child and the family. One guiding principle of the IFSP is that the family is a child's greatest resource, that a young child's needs are closely tied to the needs of his or her family. The best way to support children and meet their needs is to support and build upon the individual strengths of their family. So, the IFSP is a whole family plan with the parents as major contributors in its development. ParentCenterHub.org. ECI professionals work with family members and teach the family ways to practice specific skills within their daily routines that promote the child's development. The IFSP is reviewed with the family every 6 months and updated yearly. ECI services may include some or all of the following: case management and specialized skills training, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, nursing and nutrition services, social work and counseling services, deaf education and vision services. ECIs are required and responsible for inviting a TVI or TDHH as appropriate to the initial Individualized Family Service Plan, IFSP, meeting. Participation by the appropriate TVI and or TDHH is required at the initial and annual IFSP meetings and to other IFSP meetings when issues related to or affected by the auditory or visual impairment will be addressed. MOU Section Roman 4, A.7. Transition from ECI to preschool, Part C to Part B. Children do not automatically qualify for public school programs based solely on having received ECI services. Not less than 90 days prior to a child's third birthday, the ECI will schedule an Individualized Family Service Plan, IFSP, meeting to develop a transition plan for the child's potential entry into an Early Childhood Special Education, ECSE, program. Children with vision and/or hearing loss may be eligible for special education preschool services under the Individuals with Disabilities Act, IDEA Part B. It is the responsibility of the ECI program to inform the school that a child in the district may be eligible for services. ECI must obtain written consent from the parents before notifying the district of a child's potential eligibility. If parents choose to decline ECSC services, no further action will be taken and services will cease when the child turns 3. If the parents give consent, ECI will contact the school district where the child resides, provide the school with the family's contact information, the child's evaluation records, and the most recent IFSP. The district will then arrange for an evaluation to determine whether the child is eligible for special education services under Part B. After the child is evaluated by the school district, an admission review and dismissal ARD meeting will be held. At this meeting, the committee members, which include the parents, will determine if the child is eligible for special education services, and if so, develop an individualized education program, IEP. Types and amount of services will be determined at this meeting. When the child turns 3, ECI services terminate, and the child is then eligible to enroll in the local school district and begin receiving services under Part B. Image: a young girl in pink glasses and a pink shirt sits on the floor holding a soccer ball between her legs. Caption: a young girl rolls a ball with her ECI service provider. For more information on early childhood intervention services in Texas, please see hhs.texas.gov. Texas Project First, texasprojectfirst.org. For information on the benefits of ECI, the Early Learning Institute, telipa.org. Early Childhood Technical Assistance Center, ectacenter.org. For more information on the IFSP process, ECTA Center, ectacenter.org. Also refer to the Early Transition Memorandum of Understanding found on the Texas Education Agency website for more information about the roles and responsibilities of ECI.